we're in February. I know. February approaching. It's more than approach. It's here. It's with us. And then we've got Valentine's Day. Then we've got Easter and all sorts of other bits and pieces. But we still need to maintain our health and such like stuff. So let's go straight away, without further ado, to our ace correspondent in Manchester. But originally in Blackpool, of course. It's the amazing Dennis the Chemist. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Alex. Good morning. Well, talking about health, talking about the maintenance of good health, all we read in the paper, you know, is doom and gloom, and I, as a pharmacist and doing prescriptions but specialising in complementary medicine, over the years, I've been in my pharmacy 53 years, last Wednesday, I was 78, I can't believe it, 78, but I'm taking several products. Most of them are from the Danish company, Pharmanord. Pharmanord, they altered my life. When I found out that Pharmanord, a Danish company who make complementary medicine products, when I found out that the Danish laws are such that all health products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards, that blew my mind. I mean, I've got, as I say, 200 to 300 products from all over the world, health products, and I mail order products to customers all over the world, helping their different health problems, from A for asthma right through to V for verrucas. But to be told that a country has a law that health food products have to be made as good as all the medicines that I give out in my pharmacy here in Manchester, that blew my mind. So I started publicising Pharmanord health products. Their Q10, their selenium, their magnesium, their vitamin E, their vitamin D, all made to pharmaceutical standards. And when they found out I was publicising their products, Bent Henriksen, the Dane who lives in England, and he runs the English arm of this company, Pharmanord, because they're in over 40 countries across the world, he approached me and said he'd like to send me to world conferences on products, so I would learn even more about all these health products. And he sent me over the 25, 30 years to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville, Bologna. Last June I was in New York. There's another lecture looming up in Sweden, in Stockholm. He sent me to Lapland, to see a berry from the Mongolia in Tibet being processed in Lapland. So I've even lectured in Spain, in Fuengirola for him. And it was mainly to people from other countries who were living out the winter to have an easier winter by living in Spain. So I've been on a roller coaster run with these Pharmanord products. And looking at the newspapers that I've been ripping out to talk to your listeners, Alex, in this program, I'll just pick up this one. Half of Britons can't name any dementia risk factors. Now, we're told, listeners, and I'm sure you've read this and heard this so many times, more than 850,000, that's not far off a million Britons, are living with dementia. A number set to top a million by 2025, which is only 6 years away. Well, when we hit a million, there's only 65 million people in Great Britain. So a million out of 65 million mathematically means one person in 65, statistically, in 6 years' time, unfortunately, will have dementia. And it goes on to say, this article, that dementia is an umbrella term for a set of symptoms that affect cognitive function, such as memory loss, confusion, and changes to personality. Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia, accounting for around two-thirds of the cases. And Hilary Evans, the chief executive of Alzheimer's Research UK, said, dementia is the UK's biggest killer, but only half of people recognise it even causes death. And almost half of the UK adults are unable to name one of the known risk factors. Making breakthroughs in public understanding has the potential to empower more people to take steps to maintain their own brain health, to seek a diagnosis, and to support research that has the power to transform lives. The care minister, there's a new post in the government, the care minister, and that is Caroline Dinnage. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She said, prevention is an increasingly vital tool in tackling dementia. This research supports our challenge on Dementia 2020 by highlighting the need to raise public awareness around the condition and how healthy lifestyle choices can reduce the risk of developing it. So, Pharmanaut products and this terrible problem of approaching the number of one person in 65 having dementia. And it does go on to say in this article that I was reading that while genetics plays a part, this is the part, listeners, I want you to take on board. Lifestyle risks, including heavy drinking, smoking, high blood pressure, depression, and diabetes, all play a part in the risk of developing dementia. And exercise is known to help provide protection. So, in the Pharmanaut products, helping to overcome our problems. And I'm not just saying that you can take capsules or tablets from the Pharmanaut range and it's going to knock out or stop you altering your lifestyle of heavy drinking, smoking, obesity, which pushes you to things like high blood pressure and pushes you to getting type 2 diabetes. But the Pharmanaut products do go a long way to helping maintain a healthy body. So over the 25, 30 years that I've been selling health products and Pharmanaut health products in particular, there are some amazing facts about the Pharmanaut products that do help to overcome some of the problems that do push people into getting this problem, dementia. So I'll just rattle some off. But I'll start off by saying that two of their range the mineral selenium. Now, I know listeners have heard of calcium for your bones and iron for your blood if you're anemic. Zinc, you may know, helps your immune system. But this mineral called selenium, the world's rarest mineral, most listeners, if they're listening to this program for the first time, probably haven't heard about selenium. Regular listeners will have heard the word selenium and hopefully will have remembered a bit about it, because I've been talking about it on Alex's programs for literally for years, because it gave me my second career. Because when I found out in a little book called Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine, this book of about 16 chapters was explaining how the mineral selenium, and PharmaNord do a tablet called Bio Seleno Precise, a precise amount of selenium. It's very small, 200 millionths of a gram, but that's all you need to add on to the lousy levels of selenium that the British soil give the 65 million people. And we only get, listeners, you listeners are only getting, unless you're taking a tablet called Bio Seleno Precise, which costs 10p a day. And that tablet is 200 millionths of a gram. Because you're only getting from the British soil and through the food that where the plants grow, the cabbage, the cauliflowers, and if you're not vegetarian, if you eat steak, what's a cow made of? Grass. All a cow eats is grass. Hour after hour it's eating grass. And in Great Britain our soil has the lowest selenium levels in the world. You listeners are only getting a lousy 31 micrograms a day of selenium, this thing most of you have never heard of, 31 micrograms. If you lived in Japan, you get up to 400 micrograms a day, Venezuela, 350, parts of North America, their soil gives them 250 micrograms a day, Taiwan, 175, and you lot, us lot, in the UK, we're only getting 31 a day. So if you take Bio Seleno Precise, a 10-penny tablet of selenium made by PharmaNord, it's available in health food shops and pharmacies, then the 200 added to your lousy 31 will give you 231. And now you can make the 25 selenium pathways, which you never knew about, listeners, but you do now. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. Selenium N protects your nerves. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, what a mouthful, that protects your heart. Glutathione peroxidase selenium number 1 protects your joints. So it helps your arthritic joints. All this for 10p a day from the tablet from PharmaNord, Bio Seleno Precise. There are other brands of selenium, but the Danish one, the PharmaNord one, it's just been passed by EFSA, which is the European Food Safety Authority, as having the best release mechanism of selenium, the way PharmaNord make it. And in fact, one of their other products, which has the mineral chromium in it, older listeners will remember that car bumpers used to be made of chromium. And now they found out we need 100 millionths of a gram of chromium a day, which will help you to prevent you becoming pre-diabetic and then help you to prevent you becoming full-blown diabetic. And as we know, type 2 diabetes is absolutely rocketing. And if you take the PharmaNord product bioglucose control, which controls your glucose levels, then that will help you to avoid being pre-diabetic, which leads to becoming diabetic. In that product, bioglucose control from Pharma Nord, it controls your glucose levels much better. It also has included a purple berry from the mountains of Chile. Why did they add an extract of a purple berry from the mountains of Chile, along with the chromium, which has just been passed by EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, as giving you 100% absorption of chromium? Chromium allows the receptors in your cells, you've got 100 trillion cells. Your body is made up of 100 trillion cells. Not 100 million, not 100 billion, 100 trillion. And the receptor, which is supposed to allow the right amount of sugar in, can't work properly without chromium, the mineral chromium, which car bumpers used to be made of years ago. So don't go out eating your neighbour's car bumpers. It won't do your teeth any good. But you can get this 100 millionth of a gram in the Pharma Nord BioGlucose Control, which is combined with this purple berry from the mountains of Chile. And the two ingredients together greatly help reduce your chance of getting pre-diabetes, which leads to diabetes. I'm jumping about because we were talking about dementia, and dementia, we said, could be genetic, but also lifestyle plays a large risk. Heavy drinking. Why are people drinking so much alcohol? There are so many articles about alcohol doing your liver in, pickling your liver, but the alcohol chemical, it pickles your brain, and it's part of the reason the increase in levels of dementia and the increase in levels of diabetes because of the calorie, the number of calories in all this alcohol that people are drinking, and drinks like Prosecco, which I always pronounce incorrectly, I just admit again, being left-handed. But that drink, this fizzy drink, so many ladies have been brainwashed into drinking it. This bubbly drink, which is only bubbly because it's got carbon dioxide gas in it. And of course, carbon dioxide, those who did chemistry at school will know the formula of carbon dioxide is CO2. And we know water is H2O. So when you add together CO2 and H2O, you get H2CO3. And that is carbonic acid. So they're all drinking this bubbly drink full of alcohol, making them happy because of the effects of the alcohol. But the bubbly part, the CO2, which becomes carbonic acid, it dissolves the enamel off the lady's teeth. And dentists are seeing a rise in greatly damaged teeth in all these ladies drinking this bubbly alcoholic drink. And of course, ladies, they're not as good as men as breaking down alcohol. Women are often statistically smaller than men in stature. And so if they try and keep up with their drinking prowess with the man, it's having an even greater damage on their body than it does in the man, because they make less of the enzyme alcohol dehydrogenase. That's the pathway by which we break down the alcohol in our liver. Our poor old liver, which we're hammering with cigarette smoke and alcohol, and with not much choice with all the car fumes from 35 million vehicles pumping out the petrol and the diesel fumes, the body is under a lot of attack from so many directions. And Pharmanord range of products greatly help to stop that damage. We're mentioning today the dementia. We're mentioning the damage to the liver from all the alcohol. And the alcohol is also damaging the brain. And part of the story of dementia, this drinking and drinking and drinking of alcohol. And we've still got millions of people going into shops, and the price is now £8 for 20, £9 for 20 cigarettes, £10 for 20. I saw in one garage, one brand, somebody was buying a packet of cigarettes. I think it was £13 for 20 cigarettes. And if you're smoking 20 a day at £13 a packet, 7 times 13 is a lot of money. 7 threes are 21, 7 ones are 7. £91 a week to set fire to leaves and breathe in the smoke and do your body in is ridiculous. Because all these chemicals, the phrase that doctors use and scientists is free radical damage, oxidative stress. You see these phrases now in the popular post. And you need substances which will stop oxidative stress from damage, from everything coming in. Look at that poor girl, I think she was 8, in the London borough, where the levels of the petrol fumes, the diesel fumes, and the pollution, she was so close to a busy road that she was in and out of hospital with terrible asthma attacks. And in the end, she passed away aged 8. And at the inquest, it didn't really imply that local pollution was the problem. But now they've been granted a second inquest. And the second inquest has said, yes, her death was caused by all this pollution. And we've got to do something about the pollution. And one of the things you can do is take certain food supplements to stop this free radical damage, or another way of saying the damage is oxidative damage. And I'm explaining that the Pharmanord range of products, in particular their BioSaleno Precise and this Q10 substance that gives you energy, BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. This substance, Q10, also made in your liver, which you're damaging with your cigarettes and your alcohol drinking and all the pollution, because it's your poor old liver, the biggest organ in your body. It's got more jobs to do than any other organ. If you drink your whiskey and your beer, your liver breaks it down. If you're smoking cigarettes, with all the 4,000 chemicals, 60 of which can give you cancer, they have to be broken down in your liver. And your poor old liver is being hammered by all the insecticides and pesticides and E-numbers and colorants. And because people aren't doing as much exercise, especially the children, they don't run around the streets playing, they're all on smartphones and iPads and gadgets and Xboxes hour after hour, and they're playing games like Fortnite hour after hour. And if you ask them, come on, do your homework, get to bed, this Fortnite game of just killing people, they shout out, I've only got 8 more people to kill. They used to be, when I was that age, running around the streets playing games, and your mother screaming, come in, it's dark. But that doesn't happen anything like as much now, because the kids are becoming so sedentary in their lifestyle, and they're becoming diabetic at a much earlier age. And there'll be children, unfortunately, who will be dying before their parents because they'll be getting diabetes type 2 at such an early age that the damage that will be damaging their body will be making them much iller than it would have done years ago. There was an article in the U magazine. We've all heard about type 2 diabetes and are aware that it is dramatically on the rise, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Lurking below the surface is a much larger group of people. These people have pre-diabetes. These are people whose blood sugars are high, but not yet in the diabetic range. This was by Dr. Claire Bailey, the health correspondent for the U magazine in the Sunday Mail. And her husband is the brilliant doctor who's done this for many months now, and he's written books on the 800-calorie diet and the 5-2 diet, extolling the virtues of eating much less on a couple of days a week and how it gives the body to right itself. And she's talking now in the U magazine about pre-diabetes, these people whose blood sugar levels are high, but not yet in the diabetic range. She goes on to say, if you are over the age of 30, there's a 1 in 3 chance you have it. That's pre-diabetes. And because there are no symptoms, you probably won't know unless you're tested. Pre-diabetes isn't taken seriously enough. The actor Tom Hanks was told his blood sugar was creeping up, yet he only decided to do something about it when he developed full-blown diabetes. Finding out and then taking positive action matters, because having persistently high blood sugar, even if they are not yet in the diabetic range, that's what we call pre-diabetic, will still damage blood vessels and leave you at greater risk of strokes, heart disease, and dementia.
Well, there we are,
Dennis. The good news is that by making simple diet, exercise, and lifestyle changes, you can reverse the process. And I'm admitting, when I'd let my weight go to 12 stone 12, I'm now 11 stone 5. When I heard about the BioGlucose control, I went on it. And within 3 months, it helped to curb my appetite. It helped me to avoid eating all this sugar. It stopped sugar damaging me. And I'm now 11 stone 5, 11 6. I was, I'm ashamed to say, on the radio to thousands of listeners, I was pre-diabetic. And I'm no longer pre-diabetic.
Well, we have reversed it. We've sorted the thing through. And again, more important stuff. Next week, doubtless we'll continue with this and more. Have you had a reasonably interesting mini lecture with us today, Dennis, in association with Farm and Order Course?
I have, because I love helping people live a long, healthy, happy life.